Transgender man charged for alleged threats to kill, rape children. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 27, 2023. A man who identifies as female has been indicted on 14 felony counts after reportedly threatening to rape girls in public restrooms over transphobia, as well as commit a school shooting and kill children on behalf of the transgender community. Alexia Willie, previously named Jason Lee Willie, was arrested on August 14 in Perry County, Illinois, after the FBI intercepted a live stream on social media, in which the trans individual was making a number of threats, according to multiple reports. "A person in Tennessee walked into one of your schools and shot up a bunch of your Christian daughters. That's not the last of them if you don't shut your fucking mouth. Shut the fuck up out here, you understand me?" Willie said, according to court records filed on November 7. "There's a lot of transgenders out here that are tired of being picked on, and we're going to go into the schools and we're going to kill their fucking children out here, and that's the end of it. We're at war," Willie added. Police also reportedly said that Willie was inspired by the transgender school shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee, earlier this year, which left 6 people dead. "I'm in the bathroom feeling your little girl's pussies. I love feeling on your little girl's pussies," Willie continued in the live stream. "You can't do nothing about it. I don't care. I'm openly a pedophile. You guys can't do nothing about us. You can cry. Put me on national television, I don't care. I'm transgender, I'm in the bathroom raping your fucking daughters, and I'm openly letting you guys know this," he added. "The Republican Party, what are you faggots going to do about us? Be the fucking men you think you are and step up. But you won't, because you're faggots, and you're weak, and you're pussies." Willie went on to say, "We will fuck your daughters in that bathroom, I guarantee it. We will fuck your children up out here, we are gonna fuck them up. Laughs, and you can't do shit about it, I promise you. I catch your daughters in them bathrooms alone, I am gonna fucking fuck them until they're dead. I'm gonna ravage them. I'm gonna reach inside their cookies and I'm gonna pull their intestines out. You think you are alpha men, you are beta bitches," he added. During the live stream, Willie also threatened to infect your women with HIV in the restroom, with a needle. Willie also mentioned comedian Dave Chappelle, who has made jokes about the trans agenda, saying, "Listen, Dave Chappelle and all the blacks out here, all the black people out here talking about trannies and shit, they're no different than the white supremacists, either." The transgender individual also reportedly referred to Christians as transphobic, trash, and white supremacists. While Willie indicated that he was plotting to commit a school shooting, no specific institution was named. After being arrested in August, Willie was released less than 48 hours later on a $0 bond, according to a report by Redux. In October, Perry County Sheriff Chad Howard told the outlet that local prosecutors had a hard time laying charges due to the lack of a specific target. "Because there was no one individual person or individual school directly threatened, the disorderly conduct did not stick. It was not capable of being filed," Sheriff Howard said at the time. "It's more or less going to end up going to be a hearing," he added. Now, with the state of Illinois having the Safety Act, which went into effect on September 18, those types of crimes are no longer containable. You just bring a suspect in for booking, processing, and biometrics, and then you release them with a court date, and it is all handled by the courts from there on out," the sheriff said. But now, with the November 7 indictment, Willie has been charged with 14 felony counts of interstate communication of a threat to injure. He was arrested and is currently in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service. Willie is set to stand trial on January 16 in Benton, Illinois, where he will reportedly be represented by a public defender. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.